Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Servants of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Today's reading is taken from Exodus chapter 13 and 14. When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, "Lest the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt." But God led the people around the way of the wilderness toward the Red Sea. And the people of Israel went up out of the land of Egypt equipped for battle. Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for Joseph had made the sons of Israel solemnly swear, saying, "God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones with you from here." And they moved on from Succoth and encamped at Etham, on the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them, by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night did not depart from before the people. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, the mind of Pharaoh and his servants was changed towards the people, and they said, "What is this that we have done, that we have let Israel go from serving us?" So he made ready his chariot and took his army with him, and took 600 chosen chariots and all the other chariots of Egypt with officers over them all. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the people of Israel while the people of Israel were going out defiantly. The Egyptians pursued them, all Pharaoh's horses and chariots and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamped at sea by Pharhathron in front of Baal-zephon. Last week, we looked at the Israelites in Egypt and God's deliverance of his people. And in this second week of readings, we are continuing to journey with the Israelites. And we shall look at God's guidance through the pillar of cloud and fire, his salvation through the crossing of the Red Sea, the Lord's provision for his people through manna in the desert and water from the rock, and finally the way of life he desires to give them through the giving of the law. So today we read from Exodus chapter 13 and 14. And in chapter 13 in verse 18 it said, "God led the people." And in verse 21, "The Lord went before them." We see the Lord continuing to be present with his people, to take care of his people, leading them, guiding them. He doesn't just deliver them out of Egypt and then leave them on their own, but continues to be with them. We see this through the pillar of cloud by day and the fire of night. God is present. In fact, throughout events in Exodus, we see the cloud and the fire accompany the Israelites. Beginning with the fire at the burning bush, when an angel of the Lord appears to Moses in the flame of fire. Or on Mount Sinai, where it's wrapped in smoke and the Lord descends on it in fire. In giving the people manna, it says the glory of the Lord appears to the people in a cloud. And in the tabernacle, as the cloud of the Lord was on the tabernacle by day and fire was in it by night. So we see the Lord present with his people, leading and guiding. And ultimately, we see the Lord's presence with his people in the Lord Jesus Christ. As it says, he dwelt among his people. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, the Lord continues to be present with us, to lead and to guide us in all truth. Take some time today to be with the Lord. Acknowledge his presence with you. And ask for him to be the one to lead and guide you this day.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.